Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. And this week we've been talking about pioneer priorities, the time in the early development of what we now know as the church, the community of people learning to follow Jesus, when the leaders, the early leaders called the apostles, simply couldn't keep up with the diversity of tasks before them. They were trying to both serve the poor and preach the gospel to thousands, and they were letting things fall through the cracks. Things weren't being done that needed to be done, and they were able to bring new people into the organization, to use the business terms, and equip them to do the part of the ministry that was being neglected. And so we're going to take some time to pray and reflect on that today. If you've never prayed before, don't be too scared. It's talking to God. I will suggest some topics you can pray for, and you can talk to God about those things aloud or just in your own thoughts. And we'll do all that following a time of silence. So you can focus your thoughts on God. If you are able to, close your eyes. But if you are driving, please don't. Keep them open, but turn down the radio. Just find some way to focus your thoughts on God as we prepare to have some time with Him. Well, we start by addressing our prayer to the God who created us, who knows us and our unique giftings and personalities, because He built them right into us. He knows we're all different. He knows that we can't do everything. He knows our limitations so much better than we do or are ever willing to admit. So we address our prayer to that God. And now we'll take some time for confession, to apologize for the ways we have acted like God in our own lives and tried to do everything, or where we've prided ourselves in our work, how great we are, how important we are compared to the work of others, or where we've gone the other extreme and we've despaired in laziness. There's so many ways we can take the ability to work, the giftings that God has given us, and we can abuse them. So let's apologize for those things in our own lives. Find some examples and name them in front of God. Well, now we'll take some time for thanksgiving, to give thanks to God for the amazing gifts that He does give us. The ability to work, the invitation to work towards His kingdom, to partner with Him, is just an incredible privilege. And His willingness to work with us despite our brokenness, His willingness to enable and equip us to actually use our gifts through His Holy Spirit. Those are all things to be thankful for. Think of one or two that really catch your imagination and thank God for them now. And finally, in supplication, we ask God for something. Let's ask God to help us actually take on yesterday's challenge, not just once, but weekly, planning to meet with somebody over a meal, to feed somebody, whether that's somebody in dire need of food, or whether it's somebody in need of some fellowship, somebody who works for you or with you. Whatever it is, I challenged you to find a way each week to eat with somebody and feed them, to buy food for them, because of the power that's inherent in that. It's a really powerful thing, and if you haven't tried it yet, I'd encourage you to, and to pray to God for the courage to actually do it. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. See you next Monday as we continue with our Pioneer Story series, looking at the early church and its development. But have a great weekend of rest and community in the meantime. Bye for now.